college football starts tonight. By the way, Michigan and Michigan State both play Central and Western Michigan, respectively. Mike Babcock joining us on Brady and Lang. Coach, you love all sports. College football, though, no one's ever gotten you to pick a side in Michigan, Michigan State. You're way too savvy for that, right? You haven't fallen for that trick.
No, there's no chance I'd get involved in that one. So I'm actually looking forward to college football. Certain I'm going to get to go to the Michigan-Notre Dame game here coming up, so that should be a lot of fun.
Mike, so many people have talked about, and the players have talked about, what they learned from the orientation camp in Calgary. What did you learn?
Well, I guess the big thing is we went there basically with a three-step process. Number one is we wanted our players to be comfortable. In order to be comfortable, you got to get to know the people you're going to be working with around. So that's getting to know the players, the management team, the coaches, the trainers. That way, number two is having a comfort with how you're expected to play. So understanding terminology and how the team's going to play and what's expected of you. And then three, I think, is the evaluation process, to understand what you got to do to be on the team. Me as a player, when you go there, that's what you want to leave with. You want to know what you have to do to go to Sochi, and over the next 3 months you can look after it. So I thought our three-step process worked pretty good. The guys had fun. And, you know, when you're in coaching and you're around good coaches and good players, it's very easy to learn. So I enjoyed it a lot. The guys were great.
Mike Babcock, kind enough to join us. He's en route back to Detroit from Calgary, driving through the States right now. You're the winningest head coach among playoff games in the last decade, but Claude Julien ain't far behind now. What will Claude add to the mix of coaches that wasn't there in Vancouver despite the success? You had another brilliant mind, really, coaching-wise, don't you?
Oh, no question about it. I mean, Jacques Lemaire was no slouch, so let's not forget about
yes.
him. He was absolutely fantastic. But Coach, you know, he's a real good man. I've known him for a long, long time. I like when I see Boston play, when I watch their clips, when I go through their team as they play right. And good teams do. I mean, Chicago wins, they play right. LA won, they play right. If you play right and you're conscientious both ways, you take care of the puck, you're solid defensively, you're ultra-competitive, you have a chance to be good in the end. And that's the message we sent to our players. But he's just another good mind. We had lots of good debate, lots of good laughs. It was fun.
What's the biggest challenge for Team Canada's defense when they have to face the challenges of the big ice in the Olympics, Mike?
Well, I think the first thing is don't get too carried away with how different it is. When you measure the defensive zone and the offensive zone from the goal line to the blue line, it's actually 6 feet shorter. It's 15 feet wider. So when I go outside the dot, I got 7.5 feet I got to cover that I don't have to cover at home. So we have to be prepared for that. But our big plan with adding Ralph Kruger was to make sure our coaching staff didn't get backed off, so we can understand when we can pressure and when we can't. And I think that was really positive. Ralph added a lot at our draft meetings and then again at this camp, just because his expertise is such, he's been around it so much. We don't want to be careful over there. We want to play a way to allow our players to have success.
Mike Babcock, kind enough to join us on Brady and Lang. You're back. The Red Wings are in the East this year for the first time in over two decades. We're going to get to see more of you in Toronto. You'll be in Montreal, where you went to college a couple more times. Is there a genuine, you lose a little bit, right? Chicago, you'd like to see them more, but is there a genuine excitement for a lot of your players? And I'm guessing all of your Ontario players have to be really excited to be playing Eastern games more.
Well, I think every guy on our team's excited. Number one is there's more original six teams. Number two, the travel's so much better. Our fan base gets to watch us at a reasonable time. For me, to be honest with you, my ninth year as a coach with the Red Wings and a dozen in the league, suddenly now you're on a different side of the league, a side you're not as familiar with. That's exciting as well, too. Different to me is exciting. So it's a positive thing for our whole group. And you know, we look forward to getting to camp now. You know, the Olympic stuff here is wrapped up for a bit. Here now you can start bearing down on your own club. And, I mean, obviously the preparation for the Olympic team really helped with the preparation for your own team. But the reality is it's now time to get to work. It should be a lot of fun.
Mike, you're so consumed in a regular season as a coach in the NHL and trying to win every night. At the same time, How much mental notes are you taking of those games of players on your team and opposing teams for looking ahead to the Olympics?
Oh, obviously lots. I mean, you're doing the same thing any time. You're watching the best players play. You turn on a game and you're keyed in. You're going to play them next. What do they do? I mean, it'll be the same thing. And you have more players to watch this year. But, you know, I'm a big fan of the game of players. I'm watching all the time anyway. This will be real good. And then I'm going to get them to see them compete head-to-head. I imagine in 2010, before we picked the team, I saw a lot of unbelievable Canadian performances against the Red Wings. I imagine I'm going to see it again. Sometimes I wonder if it's a good thing.
I'm fascinated by the entire, not just your team, but the GM head coach dynamic. How do you describe, frankly, a working relationship with Ken Holland? You're both champions of your sport. You wouldn't agree on every player's single value or where they should be. Does it get interesting? Are there excited discussions? Voices get raised? That can be kind of fun at the end of it, can it?
Oh, for sure. You know, I was laughing the other day. I haven't looked at a hockey news since forever, and I'm at my dad's place in Saskatoon, and I flip up, open it, and it goes to the Red Wings, and it says, lots of disagreement over players last year between Ken Holland and Mike Babcock. And my dad says to me, isn't that every year? And I said, every year, every day. I mean, that's the process. Everybody's got their own opinion, and that's what makes you better. If you're the same, why would you hire someone the same as you? That to me doesn't make you better. The other thing about it is uncomfortable meetings. When you go to a meeting, and this is in any business, and nobody really tells anybody anything, no one steps on anybody's toes, you leave the meeting and everyone talks behind everyone's back. When you go to a meeting and you deal with the facts and it's an uncomfortable situation, when you leave, everything's looked after. I'd much rather be that way. Ken and I have a great relationship. If we pretend for one second we agree all the time, that's just not the case. But I can tell you this, we make each other a lot better.
Is that harder for a younger GM, veteran? We have that here with Dave Nonis, Randy Carlisle. I'm just curious, if you have a vet GM and a young coach, the young coach trying to prove something, it's got to be a lot easier to do when both guys have sort of been there, done that, though, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe, but I would say to you, as confident people, you don't get to where these guys are without being confident people. Confident people have opinions, and they're willing to share them. That doesn't mean when Kenny Holland has a better idea than I do, we go with Kenny Holland. It makes no difference. I mean, and that could be travel, scheduling on players, and lots of times he's got thoughts on players I never thought of and vice versa. I don't think that's necessarily because we're both veteran guys, been around for a long time. I had a great debate with Brian Murray when I started in Anaheim, and he'd been in the game in the NHL for 25 years, and I just arrived. But we had the same kind of debate back and forth, and I thought it was really healthy then as well.
Now, we know Ken Daniels here really well. He's a veteran of this radio station. I got word that you're playing in a celebrity alumni game. This is dangerous business here for an established, you know, all of Canada is going to hold their breath, but you could end up, you're on the same team as Ken Daniels in this game up in Traverse City. That's dangerous, isn't it?
That's a classic. Oh my God, I can feel my hip flexors tearing already. And you know, a guy hasn't been on the ice all summer and we're going to be doing this. This is crazy, but I guess I'll have to get out there and do a little bit of skating so it's not too embarrassing. I think the only guy who'll have longer or shorter shifts than me is Mickey Redmond.
That's true, too. That's probably the best. Well, and your goalies on your team, I'm reading this right now, Chris Osgood and Ken Holland. At what point do you lift Chris Osgood and put Ken Holland in and say, Ozzy, you're just not getting it done. We got to go with the vet here, right? I mean.
This ought to be a classic holding back. I just hope they're that Kenny and I get to play at the appropriate times. That's probably not too much and not too often.
Yeah.